Jim coming? Look.
China Pavilion and the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays. We are pleased here. To present the Chinese Lion Dance.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 273, Experiencing the Chinese Lion Dance, China's Holiday Storyteller. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound as we catch another Epcot International Holiday Storyteller in Epcot's China Pavilion. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now sit back. Relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. This time of year gets so crazy with trips, church events, the end of school year activities. Susie just graduated 8th grade. I'm sorry this memory took so long to come out, but I'm excited to get back to my regular 2-week cadence once again. So let's get into it. The Chinese Pavilion in Epcot is home to some of our favorite live shows anywhere. The acrobats are a must-see every trip. The Lion Dance is right on par with that type of show. I wish I had a video of the show, but I did capture multiple pictures. So I would recommend checking those out in the show notes if you want to see what is happening. But if you're in Epcot and they're performing, stop and watch. You will not be disappointed. So we're continuing our adventures in Epcot on a beautiful Sunday in December of 2021. The sun is warm, the sky is mostly clear, and it's a perfect Florida winter day, even if it's a little too warm in the sun. If you remember from memory 272, we ran inside the Mexico Pavilion for a quick boat ride with the three caballeros. As we exited the pavilion, we turned left and went next door to the China Pavilion and staked out a spot along the rope for the special Chinese holiday storyteller that was about to come. As we're waiting for the show to begin, we crossed that 1 p.m. threshold, and I was able to get us in the virtual queue for the brand new Remy's Ratatouille Adventure for later this day. And right after this, we've got lunch ordered at the Regal Eagle Smokehouse, so this show fits in perfectly into our schedule. In a few moments, the music will begin and the dancing dragon makes its way onto the elevated platform for the 10-minute show, which is beautifully narrated, making the actions of the dragon so much clearer to understand. As the show ends, we'll take a quick picture and then make our way around to the American Pavilion to pick up our lunch that we ordered through mobile ordering. but I'll talk about that experience in the next memory. Today's memory is in a binaural once again, so I suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family for another international holiday special show as the Chinese Lion wishes us a Happy New Year.
In 5 minutes, there's a show right here.
How long is it?
10 minutes.
Can we sit?
You can sit if you would like, yes.
So you're saying this isn't the spinning plates and all that?
Nope. It's a Chinese dragon.
Guys, I'm sorry, but this is where they come and go.
This is where they come and go.
So we're going to move you one side or the other.
Oh, okay.
You can scooch back over here once they get in.
Okay.
Oh, got it.
So we just can't sit yet.
Correct. Correct side. So you don't want them to stumble.
No. They're a little bit blinded. Mm. It's not... How long is the show, actually?
About 12.
12, 14 minutes?
We're going to have the China holidays show going on.
Oh, how far away from it?
Dragon come out.
You guys will like this one.
The breeze is nice
in the shade. Yeah. We are group 132. They are currently in 38 to 47, so about 360 minutes from now.
That's 6 hours.
Not even.
Yeah,
so at 7 o'clock this evening?
Are we?
You've got to be on the other side of the stanchion. Okay? We need you to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll put it in.
I was going to say, I'm sure you have to put it into your thing.
Because that's how they manage the line. Otherwise, people would just be lining up in line and they would probably be wrapping all the way up to the front of the park from France back here in the back.
That's also true.
Hello, Miss
See him coming? Look.
Good day, and welcome to the China Pavilion and the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays. We are pleased to present the Chinese Lion Dance. The Chinese Lion Dance is a cultural tradition that dates back over 2,000 years. The dance is performed during Lunar New Year's celebrations and other important holidays across China and in Chinese communities around the world. The lion has come to represent courage, stability, and triumph, a kind of reassurance and symbol of aspiration for the people. Two performers bring the lion to life, and through dance and music, the lion is said to drive away evil spirits and negativity, bringing good luck and fortune to the community. Please enjoy this special presentation of the Chinese Lion Dance. The lion is happy to meet you. The curious lion explores the surroundings. Spread good fortune to all. Jumping and tries to take a cat nap. Lion is wide awake now and continues dancing. Chinese lion. We hope that you and your family are blessed with good fortune and happiness for the holidays and all year long. Thank you. Xie xie. Please meet the lion dancers. And now, for the next few minutes, we welcome you to take pictures with the performers. Please, for everyone's safety, guests are not permitted on the stage. Once again, we thank you.
You want to take a picture real quick? Turn around.
No, goodbye. Yeah, on either side. There you go. Perfect.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right, my people, walk away.
Thank you.
What do you think of that? I just said that we're here.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or share that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.